This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you this same time each week by Kingdom Ministries, which is dedicated to teaching and preaching the message of God's coming kingdom. The kingdom of God is a message that you don't often hear on radio or on television or perhaps even in your own church. And one of the things that I hope to accomplish through the Voice of Tomorrow is to have the kingdom of God become a household word in your vocabulary. I would like to have you get a Bible, a piece of paper, and a pencil or pen. I'd like to have you follow along with the passages that we're going to be studying, the ones we're going to look at today, and have it possible for you to go back and re-examine those same passages. Because I want you to become a student of God's Word. I want you to become familiar with your Bible, to be able to give an answer for the things that you believe, to be able to substantiate the things you understand the Bible to teach. There are so many people who claim to be Christians today, and some of those Christians don't go to church at all. Some of those Christians don't even know the names of the books of the Bible, yet they claim to be Christian. I happen to believe that the name Christian means something. It means to be Christ-like. And if a person is going to claim the name of Christian, they need to act like a Christian. A Christian is one who follows the Savior and Master, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And so I want you to be able to understand what the Bible says about Jesus, who he is, what he is going to do, about God's coming kingdom for which Jesus is going to be that king. I want you to be able to give an answer for what you believe. And as Paul told Timothy, I want you to be able to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I want to look at a unique passage today from the Old Testament. So if you have your Bible, I'd like you to write down the chapter of Numbers 21. The book of Numbers in the Old Testament, chapter 21. We're going to read from verse 4 down through verse 9. I'm using the New American Standard Version today. And if you want to follow along or just sit and listen to the scriptures being read, that's fine too. Write this down, Numbers 21, 4 through 9, so you can go back and re-examine it later. The scripture says, speaking of the nation of Israel, when they set out from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the people became impatient because of the journey. The people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food, no water. We loathe this miserable food. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people so that many of the children of Israel died. So the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned because we have spoken against the Lord and you. Intercede with the Lord that he may remove the serpents from us." And Moses interceded for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a standard, and it shall come to pass that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, he shall live." And Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a standard, and it came about that if a serpent bit any man, when he looked upon the bronze serpent, he lived. Now the King James uses the word pole instead of standard, and what took place here is the children of Israel were complaining against God and against Moses, and Moses made a serpent of brass and put it on a pole and held it up that when people looked at it, they would live. This is a unique story, and it has a comparison to the New Testament. And we'll look at that in a little bit. God was leading his people. They were going through the wilderness. And they spoke against God. They spoke against Moses. And in verse 5, it says, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there's no food, no water, and we loathe this miserable food." What they had was the manna that God had provided. Isn't that just like people? God provides something and it's not what they want, and they complain, grumble. The word in the Old Testament that talks about complaining is the word murmur, and the children of Israel did a lot of that, and God did not like that. As a result of griping and complaining, grumbling and murmuring against God and against Moses, God sent fiery serpents among the people and bit the people so that many of the people of Israel died. They're on going around, they had come from the Red Sea, going around the land of Edom, and they're impatient for the journey. It's like you would have young people in the car saying, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" The Lord does not like grumbling. He doesn't like it today. He didn't like it then. And as the people grumbled, not appreciating what God had done for them, God sent the serpents. Now, the reason for the serpents is because they get angry with God. They blame God. They blame Moses, who was God's servant, who was doing God's work, who were leading God's people. And when they spoke against Moses, they were speaking, as it were, against God himself. And they're talking about God here too. "Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There's no food, there's no water, and we loathe this miserable food." Just constant complaining, not being thankful for what has already taken place. They'd been saved out of Egypt from miserable slavery. They'd already had the experience at the Red Sea to see how God protected and guided and blessed them as he brought them across on dry land. And now they're turning around and they're complaining. How much is that like us today? God blesses us with so many things, and then we turn around and we complain. We gripe about what we have, not realizing that God, who is the source of every good and perfect gift, the source of all our blessings, has richly rewarded us and given us so many magnificent things. He provides food. He provides shelter. He provides the things to wear. In Matthew chapter 6, you can read that passage later. Read Matthew chapter 6, part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. He says God understands that we have these things. Now, the catch here, and I call it a catch, is that you need to be trusting God every single day for the good things and in your times of trial. Not just being, as I would express it, as a gimme pig, going to God in prayer and saying, "Gimme this, gimme that, gimme this, gimme that." A lot of people are that way with their prayer. They only go to God when it's the last resort. To be a Christian, you need to have a constant communication with God. A person that meets with God in prayer, in times of Bible reading, on a daily basis, not just when all else fails, we resort by going back to God. God is our Heavenly Father who loves us. He loved these people here in Numbers 21. He loved the children of Israel, but when they griped and complained, he punished them for their complaining. A proper child growing up in a godly home today will be disciplined for his disobedience. And God disciplined his people for their disobedience. The people realized that they had sinned, that they were griping, and that they were complaining. And they came to Moses and they said, "We have sinned against God. We have sinned against you. Would you intercede on our behalf? Would you go to God and ask for forgiveness on our behalf? Moses, please go to God and ask that he take away these serpents." And so Moses went to God, and Moses was given instruction by God to make a brass serpent and to put it on a standard or on a pole, And this would be the remedy for the sin of the people, to keep the people from dying when they were bitten by a serpent. That if they looked at the brass serpent, if they looked up at the serpent, the people who were bitten would not die. They would live. Now, we're going to continue with this story in Numbers 21 next week, and we're going to make the comparison to the illustration found in the New Testament next week. So I would hope that you would stay tuned, that you would tune in again to another message from the Voice of Tomorrow this same time next week, and become a student of God's Word. May God bless you as you read and study and strive to be the Christian God longs you to be.